There's a pretty cool little thing happening over at the Museum of Contemporary Art. It's Sereth Wynne Evans' exhibition, In Light of the Visible, and it transforms the museum into a poetic landscape of light, sound, and space. It's on now, and it's one of the world's most innovative and elusive conceptual artists behind it. His first large-scale solo presentation in the Asia-Pacific, and it's not your typical gallery show. As quoted on the website, it's conceived as if the audience were strolling through a garden. The exhibition invites visitors to meditate and contemplate their own passage through space and time. Monumental light sculptures occupy the MCA's double height exhibition galleries. It's going to be an absolute wazoo. I don't know if that's a word. I'm very keen to check it out. So to talk us through this radiant world of ideas and sensation, I'm pleased to say Lara Strongman, curator of the MCA, joins us on the line. Thank you for making the time this morning.
Oh, that's a pleasure.
How lucky
Thank you for such a lovely intro.
No worries at all. How lucky are you getting to work on this thing?
I know. Absolute dream come true for me working on this project. It's a kind of all-encompassing project, you know. It's sound, it's light, it's space. It involves kind of bringing the outside into the building and working with one of the world's really great, as you say, visionary artists. Just an extraordinary artist who is somebody who works with ideas and turns them into these incredibly compelling forms and sounds that, you know, unlike anything that you've seen before. They're very, very sort of unique encounters with these works, and seems funny, you know, to be describing it on radio because it's such a very direct physical and visual encounter.
Certainly.
With these light works. Yeah.
Tell us a bit about Sereth Wynne Evans' artistic stylings. How would you describe his work?
Well, how would I describe it? It's suspended light sculptures is what Sereth Wynne Evans makes predominantly. That's predominantly what he's known for. But also extraordinary sound pieces, and sometimes they're actually amalgamated in the same work. There's a large number of neon works that we've assembled for the exhibition. And they're like three-dimensional drawings in space. So if you can imagine a whole series of lines of light, lines of neon light, and some are straight and some are curved and some are bent, some are hooked, and they're all hung together, tangled together in a large three-dimensional space. So one of his inspirations for these works is Japanese no theatre. He's a bit of a Japanophile. He's been going to Japan every year for the last 30 years. And there's such a lot of interesting Japanese resonances in the work. And one of them with the neon works is the traditional Japanese no theatre, which is a very formal theatre that has a number of kind of prescribed gestures in it. So I'm talking about things like the snap of a fan opening or the gentle circling of a body. And in Japanese no theatre, these gestures have a kind of emotional meaning and resonance. So if you can imagine a gesture through space, a movement of an arm or something like that, forming a line, in the kind of way, I guess, that, you know, if you draw with a sparkler in a firework at night, you get that kind of line of the
Yep.
light joined up. So these works are like that. They're amalgamations of a number of dynamic lines at once in three-dimensional space made of neon.
Wow.
They're just extraordinary. They're not in dark either. They're in daylight. And that was very important to Keris. You know, as you discussed, we kind of put it together like it was a garden, I guess, a garden to stroll through, to choose your own path through.
Yeah.
And very important to him that the blinds are up, that you can see, you know, the amazing natural light coming through the window from Circular Quay with the light sparkling off the water. And that becomes very much a part of your experience of the work.
Wow. What are a few of the standout installations in your view?
Oh, God, there's so many, but there's a couple I really love. There's work called Fountain, and that's an architectural wall of neon light. It's 10 metres long, 3 metres high, and you can walk around and through it. Like, you can get up very, very close to these works. And it refers to, how would I describe it? It's a wall made of Japanese kanji letters, script in neon light, and the letters are a translation of a page from a book by Marcel Proust written in 1912, in which a fountain is described. And so it's a translation of a translation of a translation, and somehow he brings that right back to a fall of white light kind of splashing through the gallery, literally kind of bringing that fountain back to life. Very physical, very beautiful, very intelligent and cerebral work, and also just stunningly spectacular. So that's a work I absolutely love. There's another one called Gravity Gongs, and that's a sound work where Kareth made a series of field recordings in the Botanic Gardens and around the harbour last year in Sydney. And he has taken those field recordings, about 8 hours with it, ferries sounding their horns and people walking along or chattering or suitcases or whatever. And he's mixed those everyday sounds with piano recordings of his own composition. And he plays that resulting score, which, as I say, is about 8 hours long, through two orchestral gongs. And so the gongs themselves resonate with the frequency of that composition being played through it. It also includes bird life from Circular Quay and Kareth's own budgies at home in the UK. And all of those sounds are mixed together and played through this work. So it's very much a work for Sydney and about Sydney, with those Sydney sounds in it.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for making the time this morning. I can't wait to go and see it.
Thank you very much for having me on. Great to talk about it.
No worries. That's Lara Strongman helping us decode the luminous and layered world of Sarah Thwyn Williams. His exhibition is on now at the Museum of Contemporary Art in Sydney, running until the 19th of October 2025. Tickets available on the Museum of Contemporary Art website. It's free for members, those under 18, and tertiary students.